This morning we're talking with Aaron Smith. He's a new registered dietitian with the Mettler Center. Aaron, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
And we're going to get into today. Previous shows, we've talked about physical therapy. We've talked about massage therapy, all kinds of different items. Haven't really delved into the area of the nutrition aspect as far as health goes, and especially what the Mettler Center has to offer. So we're going to get into something that I think a lot of people know about and hear about is proteins. But before we get started, since you are new over at Mettler Center, why don't you give us a little bit of your background?
Yeah. So as you mentioned, my name is Aaron Smith, and I am the new registered dietitian at the Mettler Center. And at the Mettler Center, I handle all nutrition counseling sessions and anything else that pertains to nutrition. And in the future, we hope to reach out to similar businesses and develop partnerships with them. And I graduated with my master's in nutrition from Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. And subsequently, I passed my exam to become a registered dietitian. Additionally, I'm also a personal trainer, certified through the American College of Sports Medicine, and I teach a nutrition class at Kaskaskia College. And I pride myself in teaching and providing truthful, evidence-based information.
So let's get into it. We're talking about proteins today. Mm-hmm. What is protein? When we hear all of this about, you know, make sure you get enough protein and all these things, let's first start. What is protein?
Yeah, so protein consists of amino acids, and they're linked together by peptide bonds. So I think of amino acids as building blocks, and peptide bonds are the links that bind these building blocks together.
Mm-hmm. And why is it important to have it in our diet? Why does our body need it?
Well, frankly, you can't live without protein. Mm-hmm. So dietary protein is a constituent in every cell, and it helps maintain and build muscle mass. It maintains and may improve immune function, and also maintains bone density. And lastly, it may also help promote and maintain a healthy body weight, to promote weight loss and maintain a healthy body weight.
And what are some good sources of protein that somebody can get? I mean, where do we get protein from?
Yeah. So I think a lot of people know the obvious ones. So meat, whether it's steak, chicken, and also any animal products are great protein sources. So eggs, milk, and anything that comes from an animal is a complete protein source. And also there's some good plant sources, so soy, quinoa, and those are kind of the big ones.
Mm-hmm. And how much should a person be consuming? How do you measure out how much protein somebody should consume?
Yeah, so that's really ambiguous, and it's a tough one to answer because there's a lot of factors that need to be thought of. So to prevent a protein deficiency, we have this thing called the RDA, which is the recommended daily allowance, and that is 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. And to find your weight in kilograms, you divide your weight in pounds by 2.2. Mm-hmm. For a sedentary individual, I recommend about 1.2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. And individuals involved in endurance exercise, anywhere from 1.6 to 1.6 grams per kilogram of body weight. For strength training, it can be as high as 2.0 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight and as low as 1.6. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that can make a difference for every individual.
So it's not a one size fits all.
Exactly.
It all depends on lifestyle.
Exactly.
And it's pretty much like anything as far as your health goes, just what kind of lifestyle you live depends on what kind of exercise or protein or any kind of, you know, just nutrition.
Yeah, absolutely.
Way that goes. Mm-hmm. As you are a registered dietitian, you know, what advice do you give as far as people? How should we be taking in protein on a daily basis?
Yeah. So I think it's best to have a protein source at every meal because I think our lifestyle, we really put a lot of protein on the back end. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people will consume a lot of protein at dinner, but not much for breakfast and lunch. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say this, it's best to evenly distribute it because every time you consume a protein feeding, that will maximize muscle protein synthesis, which lasts about 5 hours. So if we have a meal every 4 to 5 hours, we can best optimize our protein feeding for every meal.
Mm-hmm. We hear a lot about these protein bars that we can find. You know, I assume those are a little different than energy bars, but we see, you know, protein bars, protein shakes. What's your opinion on those?
Yeah, so there's nothing wrong with protein supplements or bars. And in fact, they can be really convenient, so taking a snack, a protein bar with you as a snack is a great way to get protein throughout the day. And really, evidence has shown that protein supplements may help individuals lose weight and maintain, weight loss. However, people need to know that some protein bars contain a lot of added sugars, and so do the supplements. Mm-hmm. So, and the reason that is because the supplement industry is largely unregulated, and sometimes supplements will add cheap fillers to their powders to save money. So what I always recommend my clients or people to look at when buying protein supplements or protein bars is to look for independent seals from labs that verify the product ingredients on that product. And an example of that is the NSF seal.
We're talking with Aaron Smith, a new registered dietitian with the Mettler Center this morning, and just talking about protein today. I myself, I'm an omnivore. I like meat and vegetables. I really like meat, really like steak. Somebody's a vegetarian. We mentioned some of the vegetables. Is like say kale and quinoa? What are some other protein sources that a vegetarian? How do they get more protein?
Yeah, so for vegetarians, it can be a little difficult because animal sources are better sources of protein. And as you mentioned, soy and quinoa are great sources. However, that doesn't mean you have to, as a vegetarian, to consume those all the time to get your protein. So there's this thing called protein complementation, which means that two items may be not great protein sources alone. So an example of this is rice and beans. But when you combine them together, they actually synergistically make a great protein source. Mm-hmm. So I always tell vegetarians just to eat a wide, varied diet. So whether it's rice, beans, bread, peanut butter, all these things together will actually provide a good protein balanced diet for vegetarians.
So not just one particular, like not just beans, but combine it with something else.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And as long as your diet's varied as a vegetarian, you're typically going to be okay. So it's not something most people have to worry about.
We hear about some people, you know, maybe they're on a high protein diet. Is that safe for somebody to be on a high protein diet?
Absolutely. Okay. So there's been hundreds of studies that have shown high protein diets are safe and do not lead to deleterious effects to kidneys or bone density, which are some of the things that people who are against high protein diets cite that are negative things that may happen on a high protein diet. Mm-hmm. And really, there's some recent evidence that has shown that protein diets as high as 4.0 grams of protein per day for a kilogram of body weight. So we talked about earlier, the RDA is 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. So 4.0 is super high. And those studies showed no negative effects. Mm-hmm. And I will say one caveat is those studies were in athletes, so maybe a sedentary individual can't get away with something that high, sure. But 4.0 that's ridiculous. I don't even know how someone could consume that amount of protein without getting sick or without throwing up. And so as long as protein's not displacing valuable foods such as fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, there's really nothing to worry about with high protein diets.
Talking with Aaron Smith and proteins this morning with the Mettler Center. Maybe somebody, we're getting into spring. This is where people kind of start thinking about, I want to start doing something better. I want to get outside more. We know about the physical aspect of that, but as far as the nutritional aspect of that, what if somebody comes into the Mettler Center and sees you, what can you talk with them about?
Yeah. So the first thing is we have a complimentary 30-minute session with me that's free for whether it's members or people in the outside community. And the thing is I want to talk to them, get to know their lifestyle, know their background, what they've tried, what they haven't tried. So that way I can develop an individualized plan that works for them because not everyone needs the same protein amount, not everyone's going to need the same dietary advice or plan. So I try to find something that is going to work well for them and something they can stick to. Because we know people can lose weight. We know people can diet. Mm-hmm. However, it's can they keep the weight loss off and can they change their lifestyle? Mm. So it's really something that is individualized for each person.
And what's also nice about the Mettler Center is that you've got nutrition, as we talked before, the physical therapy, the athletic part of it as well, the weight training, all that, and the massage therapy. You guys all really kind of work together. You're not going from different facilities to get all this advice. It's all right there at the Mettler Center.
Right. It's the holistic approach. We believe in exercise, nutrition, well-being. It's all those things are all together at the Mettler Center, and that's why I love it. Mm-hmm.
And if we go to asktheexpert@mettlercenter.com, you'll get that question. If that's the first step somebody needs, and that's the first step they need.
Yeah, it's at mettlercenter.com, and depending on what they're asking, if it's nutrition-related, I'll be answering it. If it's exercise-related, it'll probably be a personal trainer.
Sure. Aaron Smith, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.